Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. East Nashville's Tomato Art Festival has updated its safety precautions in the wake of this weekend's deadly pedestrian crash on Broadway. Organizers had already planned on expanding the event's footprint and buffer zone. WSMV reports they're also adding more roadblocks and physical barriers. The festival runs Friday and Saturday in the Five Points neighborhood. A Nashville area state lawmaker owes the IRS more than $300,000. State Representative Vincent Dixie tells the Tennessean he was in the appeal phase of a settlement and that he's unsure why the tax issue is relevant right now. Dixie is a candidate in the Democratic primary that takes place this Thursday. He's competing with Darden Copeland to get on the ballot for Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. The winner will face off against incumbent U.S. Representative Matt Van Epps in November. As Nashville continues to expand, so does its airport. Over the last year, more than 26 million travelers have passed through BNA. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports what that growth has meant for travelers on the ground.
Hey y'all, this is Blake Shelton here, welcoming you to the Nashville International Airport.
BNA is trying to address the rapid growth. It's in the middle of a $40 million terminal renovation to expand its capacity. It's also adding a new parking garage and rental car facility. Despite the hubbub, some Nashville Flyers feel the airport has remained quick and easy. Elijah Juan Moore lives in Madisonville, Kentucky, and BNA is his nearest major airport.
To me, Nashville is one of like the quicker, as far as like getting in, like doing going through security and stuff like that.
Samyet Subramanian, who lives in Nashville and flies often, agrees that getting through BNA still feels smooth.
I don't ever feel like I have like a more congestion or anything.
But the drive to the airport is another story.
It's just you feel way more anxious about driving on the road when there's that much traffic. And then you have to leave that much earlier. And so then more of your day gets carved out just for the travel.
That road congestion is an issue some are looking to remedy. As of this summer, WeGo's airport bus route is running more often, every 30 minutes or so. And construction is underway on the contentious so-called Tesla Tunnel from Elon Musk's The Boring Company, which will connect the airport with downtown.